Hi, Mort.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Billy Joe. And
hello,
my
Billy
question
Joe.
Would be is when a spouse demands a full disclosure and you don't give it, and then you're to blame for his not sleeping and his drinking, what can you do?
Well, it's a little slower. When a spouse demands full disclosure and you don't
and you
give
don't
it,
give. And then you are to
what
blame
can...
his not
What?
For his not sleeping and for his drinking, what can a person do?
So he's blaming your lack of full disclosure on, he's blaming his drinking on your lack of full disclosure?
Yeah. Self-medicating.
So what can you do? I'll tell you what you can do. Fully disclose. What's the problem?
Because your, one of your CDs says not to give that because then he has other issues to deal with.
That's not what I said. What I said was that your husband shouldn't demand full disclosure. But you're not the husband. By the way, this is not gender specific. I mean, if you were the husband and your wife were demanding full disclosure. In other words, my advice, you're confusing things. What you heard me say there was that nobody should demand full disclosure. And I'm not going to get into why right now. It's there is a section of the program on that, and that's not your question. So what I said was that people shouldn't demand full disclosure, and if we have cooperation between the husband and wife and you're in the duo track, I'm giving the advice that full disclosure is not necessarily helpful, and there's all sorts of reasons for that. But that's not your question, nor is that your circumstance. You're saying, my husband's not in the program. He doesn't know who Mort Fertel is, or he doesn't care, and he's demanding full disclosure, and now he's angry with me, and is, you know, supposedly blaming his drinking on me because I'm not giving full disclosure. What should I do? It's a different, I don't know if you can see it, but it's different. And my answer is, fully disclose. What's the problem?
Okay.
You see, because when it comes from you, I don't call it full disclosure. I call it transparency. You're responsible, and you know there's a section in the program on rebuilding trust, and there's the three pillars of trust. This is one of those audio files amongst the list of 100, where I think it's called How to Rebuild Trust. There's three pillars of trust. The third pillar of trust is to be transparent. So from his perspective, he's demanding full disclosure, and if I had his ear, I would advise him, stop. You know, it's not productive, and I would explain why. And I would encourage him to let it come from you. Okay? So now I have the opportunity to address you. Okay? So what do I say to you? Let's not use the term full disclosure. Okay? Let's use the term transparency. You're responsible. We're all responsible for being transparent in our marriage. Your husband is feeling, my guess is, your husband's feeling that you're not being transparent, and that is making him feel insecure. Now, I don't know that I buy that that's why he's drinking. Okay, that's another discussion. But anyway, you know, whether it's contributing to his drinking or whether it's just bothering him, annoying him, frustrating him, leading to him being suspicious and insecure, whatever it is, he's obviously feeling that you're not being transparent and that is not helpful to the relationship, and I would, if you're not being transparent, then I would have to agree with him.
Okay.
Now, one caveat here. I don't, you know, we don't have time to get into the details, and so I don't know exactly what he's looking for in what he would call full disclosure. I don't know exactly what he's looking for in what I would call and what I'm advising you to be transparent. I'm not sure exactly what he's looking for. So just one caveat here. If what he's looking for is for you to share with him details about, let's say, for an example, a past affair, that is not going to be helpful in any way, shape, or form other than to satisfy his curiosity, then the situation becomes more complicated. We can't get into that right here and now, but it becomes more complicated, and it's not quite as simple as just be transparent. In other words, there's a difference between being transparent now, like where are you tonight and what's the password on your cell phone and, why couldn't I reach you today, or, there's a difference between being transparent now and revealing information about the past. You should reveal information about the past when it would be useful to the reconciliation for you to do so. Like, let's take, for example, in the case of infidelity. So the betrayed always wants to have all sorts of information. They're asking lots of questions. Sometimes the questions are motivated by a desire to learn and grow and heal, in which case they should be answered. I'll give you an example in a second. And sometimes they're asking questions based on a desire to satisfy their curiosity. The information that's acquired is going to be useless, sometimes even destructive. I'll give you an example in a moment. So let's take an example of each. Let's say, your husband wants to know, and by the way, I don't know that there was infidelity in this case, Billy Joe, so please, I'm not accusing you. Just giving an example. But let's say in the case of infidelity, let's say, just as hypothetically, let's say Billy Joe had an affair, and her husband wants to know, what was it about your relationship with this man that was so seductive to you? What were you getting out of this relationship that was so important that you compromised our family? Now, the answer to that question could be very painful, could be very difficult to hear, but it would be incredibly useful. We need that information in order to fix what was broken about the marriage. We need that information in order to rebuild the relationship in a way that makes it a fair proof going forward. So regardless of how hurtful it might be in the short term, long term it's incredibly productive. Let's take the second scenario. Your husband wants to know, what kind of positions you had sex in. And that night when you told him you were such and such, really, where were you? And what were you doing? Well, that information is going to be useless. It doesn't help us. We can't use it to move forward. Not only that, but when it comes to, for example, certain sexual acts, it could be very destructive. Information like that could haunt a person and really make it very difficult for them to heal. Now, that person who's emotionally involved might say, well, what do you mean? If I don't have that information, it's going to haunt me. No, it won't. I know you think it will, but it won't. In the short term, it will. But in the long term, you're much better off not having that information. Because you're in the long term, your curiosity will fade. But if you're given that information, your curiosity will be eliminated in the short term, but the information you have might end up haunting you in the long term. So anyway, I just wanted to offer that caveat. If your husband is asking for what I prefer to call transparency in this case, generally speaking, it's very important for everybody to be transparent, completely transparent with their spouse. If, on the other hand, what your husband is asking for is not so much transparency as much as for you to reveal to him not what's going on today, but what went on yesterday. So then the question is, okay, is what he's asking going to be useful to us?